This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Fourteen people, mostly students aged between 16 to 18 years, died in a tragic fire incident in Aliganj area of Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh this afternoon. The fire broke out at an animation coaching center operating above a shop in Purania area of Aliganj, triggering panic among students. Four students got injured and have been admitted to the KGMC, Lucknow. The blaze reportedly erupted inside the institute building and spread rapidly, trapping people inside. It was a shopping complex having coaching, game zone and showrooms in it. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, visited the fire site and hospital. After the incident, the Chief Minister spoke to the State DGP and Additional Chief Secretary Home. He said that the culprits will not be spared.
I express my heartfelt condolences to all those families who have lost their young members. I have also directed the Director General of Police of Uttar Pradesh and the Additional Chief Secretary to personally visit the site and submit a report so that we can thoroughly investigate the matter and ensure that those responsible are brought to justice.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed grief over the loss of lives. In a social media post, he announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the changes that have taken place over the past 12 years have succeeded in strengthening people's faith in governance and administration. He added that it also played a crucial role in making the lives of millions of citizens more convenient, secure and dignified through public welfare schemes. The Prime Minister said this while sharing an article written by Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal in a social media post. The article written by Mr. Goyal highlights the journey of good governance, public welfare and the positive changes in the lives of the poor during the 12 years of the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The BJP-led West Bengal government today presented its first full budget for 2026-27 with a strong focus on social welfare, infrastructure development and employment generation. The budget also announces several women-centric initiatives. Presenting a deficit budget of 6,070 crore rupees, Finance Minister Swapan Dasgupta described it as a roadmap for building a developed Bengal. He said that the state's outstanding debt has crossed 8 lakh crore rupees, making financial discipline a key priority. The government also proposed a 20% additional hike in DNS allowance for government and semi-government employees, teachers and teaching staff. Shiv Sena leader and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde today announced that 6 Lok Sabha MPs from the Shiv Sena UBT faction have joined the Shiv Sena. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai, Mr. Shinde welcomed the MPs Sanjay Dina Patil, Sanjay Deshmukh, Sanjay Jadhav, Bhau Sahib Bagchhore, Nagesh Patil Ashtikar and Om Prakash Raje Nimbalkar into the party. The two-day BRICS National Security Advisors meeting began in New Delhi today. The meeting, being chaired by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, brings together security chiefs from the bloc's 11 member countries. These include India, Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa and UAE. The discussion includes the rapidly evolving nature of national security challenges as well as the role of new technologies in emerging security threats. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced his resignation from the post and as the leader of the Labour Party, ending his tenure at Downing Street amid growing internal pressure from his own party. Delivering his resignation statement, Mr. Starmer recalled his arrival at Downing Street 2 years ago as the proudest moment of his life. Meanwhile, senior politician Andy Burham has officially launched his campaign to succeed Keir Starmer as leader of the Labour Party. The race to determine the next occupant of Downing Street is set to begin next month. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, Argentina will take on Austria in Group J fixture tonight at Arlington in US. The match will begin at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In another clash, France will lock horns with Iraq in Philadelphia at 2:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time later tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.